Welcome, everybody, to The Rad Life, the only talk radio show that takes you along with host and age explorer Rod Gontos on his continuing journey of discovery into life's challenges, opportunities, options, and all the latest and greatest things that come with getting older. The Rad Life is brought to you this week by Your Home for a Lifetime, a company dedicated to empowering you to stay safely, independently, and comfortably in your own home. And now here is your host, Rad Gontos.
Good afternoon, everybody. Paul, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
You're hanging in there? Oh, not after this show. You won't be hanging in there. You'll be swinging from the chandelier after this show.
I'm telling you, this show, just as we're setting it up, I heard so many innuendos, so many little sexual...
What are you trying to allude to? What are you trying to insinuate?
We're keeping it exciting.
So much...
Hey, now, we resemble that remark.
loosen it up, Paul.
Little blue bantering going on here.
Blue? Oh, no, there was nothing blue on this side of the table. I don't know about your end of the microphone, but we were all good over here.
Have you ever been around somebody and everything you say gets turned into something else? And I thought, like, I'm not going to say much today because everything I open my mouth, immediately it gets, what? And then we're off to the races with some other suggestive way of interpreting my comment.
In case you ladies have not picked up on it yet, this will be nothing like your last appearance on this show.
Oh my goodness. We're keeping it raw, real, and relatable.
That's right. Raw, real, and relatable. Three
that's
R's.
Right. Exactly.
Yes. Isn't there like, oh, that's a 4-H, right? The 4-H club or something.
Identify these people. If anybody doesn't know them by now, but from their numerous appearances here on OC Talker, we have Modern Ageless Beauty with us, the two women who created this brand and are behind it.
Well, Vanna, you're doing such a good job. Why don't you introduce them?
I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, ladies, who are you and what the heck are you doing here?
Well, we are Modern Ageless Beauty, and I am Ingrid Newman.
And I'm Sherry Mattia.
Yes. And we are two ladies on a mission just to try to help women that are in our age group, in our generation, to just be the best version of themselves. You've heard it over and over again, but we are talking about our experiences and realizing that there's so many other women out there that have gone through the same experiences. We have stories to share. We're not the experts, but we want to bring the experts to you. We want to teach. We want you to learn. And we just want to be motivating.
So this show, we always let you guys do your little, you know, like 1-minute spiel thing, right? And then we delve deeper. So what made you, first of all, you didn't start doing this like forever and ever and ever. You just kind of started doing it, right? Like relatively recently.
Yes.
Okay. So let's take people back a little bit. Give people a little bit more background. Like, what did you guys do? We were walking right by a place where Ingrid, you said like, oh my God, I just spent like, you know, I don't know what, my impressionable years or something at this building across the street, right?
Yes.
Okay. So whoever wants to go first, let's give people a little bit of background about you.
Okay, so we started this past January, and I was approached, Sherry was approached about doing a TV show, TV talk show. And
which is like a guy in a hallway.
What did Sherry do? What did Sherry do before the radio show?
Well, Sherry,
before she was approached.
Exactly. So Sherry, for over 20 years, was in the beauty business. So I was an esthetician. I was a makeup artist and a hairstylist. I also have a jewelry business. I design jewelry. And I have a collection called Glamorella.
Plug it.
Glamorella.com.
Thank you.
Right. And I have worked with many fashion magazines. My jewelry has been on plenty of the Housewives of OC, fashion models, and grace the covers and inside spreads of magazines. So kind of been in the beauty fashion business.
Local? Southern California?
Yes. Okay, local, cool. Southern California. I'm from San Diego, California. I was born and raised.
Wow, a California native.
Yes.
Impressive.
Exactly. So that's been my journey, and I'm all about wanting women, and men too, to feel good about themselves, you know, especially in our generation, the over 40-plus generation.
It's too late for you, Paul, over 60.
Over 40.
There's still hope for us.
No, yes, exactly.
I'm done.
So I was offered to do a TV show, and I brought Ingrid on board. You know, I just thought she was a girlfriend that we connected at a trunk show about five years ago. Yeah. And then we decided to, I reached out to her because kind of God put her on my heart. And I just said, you know what? She's my girl. She's my co-host. And since January, we have been.
Well, let's kind of explain. Let's go back
explain.
A little bit.
Yes,
let's explain.
Thank you,
all right. Uh-huh. So a gentleman, through an acquaintance, he was starting his own network. And he's a Christian man, and he wanted a Christian network. And he just wanted to do family-friendly television. You know, he wanted to get away from Bravo and Lifetime and all the other crap that's on TV. And he just wanted to do a family friendly, but he wanted it to be empowering and inspiring. So all his shows were kind of geared in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So an acquaintance of Sherry, or a good friend of Sherry's, knew what she was doing, knew that her life had changed in the last 2 years. She knew about her beauty background, and kind of hooked them up, kind of said, listen, you know, told the gentleman with this network, said, you need to meet this woman. She's empowering. She's inspiring. She's doing great things. I think she'd be great for one of your shows. And that's kind of how it happened. You know, this meeting was set up. Sherry met with the gentleman and said, look, if you had a show, what would you want to do? Sherry kind of said, you know what? I'm really into making over women in our generation. We're going through a really hard time right now. And they kind of talked about that. And he said, all right, go for it. You know, create what you'd like and what you want, and let's do it. And so that's where it kind of started. And so she thought, okay, well, great, you know, this is going to be awesome.
Right.
And then come to find out, we had to do all the legwork. We had to do everything, you know. She didn't want to do it herself, and that's where she said she kind of...
So that's great, and we'll get into that for a minute, because we did kind of talk about it a little bit at lunch, but mm-hmm. and I think it's important that we mention that, because a lot of people are trying to get into this, and they have stories to tell, and they have things they want to share, and, you know, I think indicative of the people, you know, 40 plus, or in my case 50 plus, that you feel that you want to impart stuff, that you want to pass on stuff, you want to leave things sort of behind in a way, share your own lessons in life, kind of.
Absolutely.
Some I don't want to share, but, you know, some I do. But okay, so Ingrid was talking about how your approach when you had the conversation with the gentleman was about women having you're having a hard time. So can you expand on that, like when you say that? Because I think that's critical and core to what you guys are, your mission.
Exactly. I mean, you know, women at this point in their lives, you know, we're going through some divorces, life after illness, you know, hormone balancing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something I experienced. And when I went on the bioidentical hormones, it had changed my life. It mm-hmm. really did. Because I went through divorce, and I kind of went through some stuff, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, now it's me. You know, I'm in my 50s,
mm-hmm.
and I need to take care of myself. And
it's the M word that nobody wants to talk about, ladies. It's the word menopause, and that is the crucial point and the topic that we're talking about right now, because in our generation, it is a conversation that a lot of women don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to really have, don't want to know about. They think it's the way of life. You know, mm-hmm. our mothers just basically said, well, it's the way of life. It's just, you know, that's just the way that it is.
You just have to
and
deal with it.
And a lot of women don't know that there is a way out of it. And
so that's interesting, because, I mean, other than I did make a joke when I started talking about you guys being on the show with Sherry, saying, you know, why is... You know, guys want to get themselves into everything, even the word menopause. Why isn't it like femopause? Why, you know, why is it menopause?
And then men have something to do with it.
Well, I realized, wait, hold on, I think I got the answer. I think it's because men don't know what the heck to do with this when women are going through it, so they pause, and there's where menopause comes from.
Exactly.
I know that that's not where the name comes from, but I make light of it only because there's a truth. But I thought it was only gender divide. I thought it was guys didn't know what that was all about. But it sounds to me like you're telling me that wasn't even something shared necessarily between women as far as what the change and how you're dealing with it and all this stuff. And for you guys, like, your mom wouldn't, like, this is not something that was passed on.
Right.
Like, how do you deal with this? Is this true?
I mean, it is. I mean,
you guys didn't just hang out with mom and basically talk about menopause. I mean,
tell me about your hot flashes, mom.
We assume as guys, we assume you guys talk about everything, including this. So I'm not shocked, but I'm fascinated by the fact that there are things like this that are not really something that somebody's comfortable in sharing.
Well, they are a little bit more now. There are women that are starting to jump on board because there's amazing wellness clinics that are talking about this. And
but not traditionally. This was not necessarily...
No, not earlier.
We
are shocked at the amount of women that we go out. I mean, statistics show... I mean, we go out and we've done a lot of research, and statistics show that women, a lot of women just don't even know where to go, what to do, how to change it, how to feel better. Mm-hmm. It's affecting marriages. It's affecting relationships.
Yeah, because it has psychological, emotional, physiological,
intimacy
component issues, right? Absolutely.
Right.
I think I shared the last time. Maybe my wife would tell me, but you know, she. I think she would allow me to say this much: that she's been suffering through, literally suffering through menopause for 10 years, and that's been the shock to us. Is that there's an assumption. When she talked to her doctors, when she talked to her friends, it was kind of like, okay, so you go through a bad year and you have hot flashes and you have sweats and you feel like you're going to jump out of your skin.
It's for years.
And you're irritable and everything else. But then it just goes away and it's gone.
Right.
And luckily, maybe some women experience
it. And it's different for everybody, right?
But, this can go on for a decade. This can go on for, maybe that's an extreme case, but this can go on for
I'm going 8 years. I'm going on 8 years of it.
See?
Yeah.
And my wife has gone through, she's taken the hormone pills for years, but then the fear is that that you can get cancer out of that. There's various suspects.
So, Paul, how do you, I'm just curious.
Yeah,
first degree of separation here. How do you deal with that? How do you address that? How does that become part of your reality?
Has it affected your relationship?
Clearly
it has. You know, and it's caused strains, severe strains at times, because I'm trying to understand. And
he strains people all the time.
I do it. I have very few relationships. No. I would say this, that as a man, you get to a point, you're like, okay, get over it. You know, enough already. I don't want to hear about this anymore. You know, I know you're irritable. I know you're cranky. I know you're jumping out of your skin and all this. And then it almost to the point like, you don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's the way she thinks a lot of her friends and doctors. Nobody wants to hear it anymore. Nobody wants to, okay, I know you have a problem. Call me when it's over.
Yeah.
And I think that's the wrong answer, clearly. And then she'll say, all right, you think I'm just making those up? You feel my skin. And it's oh my God, you're sweating. Sweating. Can't be sweating. This has been 10 years.
Which goes back to what we talked about over lunch, ladies, right. Which is basically, it's not just something that what you guys are doing that is solely for women. People like Paul, guys, don't have a reference point either.
It's the understanding.
That is part of that understanding that is needed.
There's nothing I can do other than just say, I'm sorry, and I'll be
You need to do more than pause when it comes to
menopause. Going back to your wife, I mean, obviously she's not on the right. Like Sherry, it took her a couple times to go back to the doctor for them to regulate and figure out the levels.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife obviously has not seen the right doctors or done the right thing. I mean, I'm not saying she hasn't done the right things, but there's so many different levels, and there's so many different, bioidentical, there's synthetic, there's so many different
options
out there.
For example, let me just walk you through some of the things that she's done. So initially, my wife is a baby boomer, like I am. We don't want to take drugs. We don't believe in doctors. We're going to do all this ourselves.
There's only baby boomers that don't want to take drugs.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying, but that's how do you say that? Because we took recreational drugs, but this idea of
the truth comes out now.
Most baby boomers,
I think, was the word in Michigan, right?
That's what they call it. Most, but that's interesting to say. I never thought of it because most of my friends and family around my age do. When the doctor says taste something, they go maybe. Not sure. Whereas my parents would like, the doctor told me to take this. I'll take this till I die.
Exactly. I cannot handle
that. And my mother was so over-medicated and all these people.
Same with mine.
So because the doctor couldn't be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas today, the reaction is, no, I may or may not. I do the same thing. I've had various things I've been prescribed, and I find myself saying, maybe I'll take half. Maybe I won't do the whole thing. And I'm like, why? What do I know any more than they do?
Right. So
here's what she's gone through. So in the beginning, she thought, no, I'm going to suck this up and gut it out, like most women are told to do, and that's just do it and suffer in silence, and I'm not going to burden anybody with it. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to go through it, and I'm tough, and I'll suck it up, right?
Uh-huh.
That didn't work. So then she got into her the herbal kind of stuff, because we all have a tendency to believe there's some alternative that we can do that's
kind
safer.
Kind of the over-the-counter type of
stuff. Yeah, take herbs and all these other things. And she tried a million of them and went to holistic people and nothing. I mean, it didn't even phase it one bit.
Yeah.
So she was very disappointed in that. Then she said, all right, I'm going to go in and take the full-blown hormones, having read all the studies that say, but... Mm-hmm. And this is just kind of what our understanding is of today. This may be wrong, but after researching a lot of reading about it, we came to believe that hormones may not give you cancer, but they can feed cancer if it's in your body.
So where is she at right now?
Well, this is not a quick story. So we tried hormones
for
about
half an hour.
For 5 years. I think she was on hormones for about 5 years until she finally said, this is crazy. I'm either going to, maybe I'll make it. Through one, the hormones were not completely effective, but they helped. And two, constant fear that she's going to get breast cancer or something else. So finally she quit and said, I'm going to go cold turkey again. And we keep going through the cycle. So she's in the cold turkey phase again.
Okay. So what we are promoting is a bioidentical hormones. And
I don't know what that is.
Okay. So bioidenticals are not the synthetics, not what she's been taking.
Right.
Okay. So bioidenticals are the identical molecular structure, that women
produce
are taking.
That produce naturally.
And you can be on these for the rest of your life. Okay, these are natural and these are plant-based hormones.
Are these something other than the doctor would normally prescribe to
Well,
you?
Okay, some doctors do. Some doctors are finally getting a clue of what is important
for everybody's
and healthy.
For everybody that's watching us that cannot see Paul, I have never seen him in 3.5 years actually take notes during my show.
Yeah, well, because I've never heard
other
of
than
bio.
If he's telling me to basically shut down or get off.
I'm going to give you all the information,
okay,
Paul,
please.
I promise.
So let me ask you this, though. Okay, great. There's got to be at least some announced side effects. I'm going to play devil's advocate here, right?
Okay, and I'm going to say this, right? We're in our 50s, okay? Everything out there in this day and age causes cancer, whether it be processed food, whether it be this, whether
certainly
it be alcohol,
like
whether
it does,
be spa.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Listening
you know
to
what?
The news.
You can either, yes. So I've gone through cancer recently, and I've had my perspective has changed on life immensely. And I think of it this way, and this is how I kind of say it to other people. You can take something that might cause cancer,
right,
but you can take something that will enhance your life and make you feel so much better. So what do you want to do? Do you want to live the rest of your life in misery, thinking or scared about you might get cancer,
so
and you might not?
Or live a short while well and die?
That's
you
right. Know. Or do you want to live the rest of your life and you want to make it the best of your life? That's my motto.
Well,
I want to,
Ingrid,
you know,
you've said you're dealing with it for about 8 years now, right?
Yes.
Okay, so how do you deal with it?
Well, it was kind of funny. It started my hot flashes, and like I said, it was... This is before I even knew about hormone balancing as well, because of my mother and the generation. So I just dealt with it. Then when I went through my cancer, I went through my chemo and radiation.
Which means you just suck it up and you don't talk about it and you just suffer.
Right. So then I went through my cancer, my radiation for about the last year and a half, I did not have any symptoms at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, this is awesome. And then just recently again, I started getting my hot flashes and I started gaining a little bit of weight and I was just moody and I thought, wow, I thought it was gone and now it's back again.
Yeah.
So now, because of my cancer, there's a lot of women out there that are told they can't take, mm-hmm, you know, they can't take hormones, heaven forbid that, you mm-hmm know, and I talked to my doctor and now I've been put on a plan that's supposed to be okay for me. And like I said, I go back to the point, you know what? After you have cancer, you don't know how long you're going to live.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that's kind of what you...
Yeah, your
that's
whole
the
perspective
card,
on
that's
life.
The card that you're dealt. Mm-hmm. Do I want to take a chance and feel better for the rest of my life? Or do I want to be in fear of my cancer coming back?
Right.
You know, it's just... It's a choice for everybody to make on their own. But my choice is I want to live the rest of my life. And I want it to be the best of my life.
But if you do... are diagnosed with cancer, again, because... There have been lots of conflicting studies about hormones. They cause cancer. They feed cancer. They have nothing to do with cancer. What we've heard and what we've come to believe, rightly or wrongly, is that if there is cancer in your body, feeding hormones to it is like giving it superfood.
Okay, but that is a synthetic. So bioidenticals
are
different.
So let's talk about the benefits of bioidenticals.
Exactly. Okay, so the benefits is that we don't see. You know, obviously we're not going to have any hot flashes anymore. Our sleep is better. We don't have those mood swings.
Mm-hmm.
No more brain fog.
Mm.
We start losing weight. Energy level increases.
And all of those, I mean, I can say she suffered at various times. All of those are combinations of those things, which makes her miserable. And if she's miserable, I'm miserable.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So higher sex drive. So the libido is back. Okay.
What?
So that's nice. Yes.
By the way, your wife is not the only one susceptible to suffering from menopause. I got a newsflash for you. Not a hot flash, but a newsflash.
Yeah.
Is that you're right there, too. Okay, this is not something that's limited to women.
And that's a whole other discussion, because men do have a certain version of this.
We're going to touch on that.
So keep going.
Health and skin is a lot healthier. And then it decreases heart disease. It lowers the blood pressure. It decreases diabetes. It builds that bone strength.
Because she's also suffered from high blood pressure recently. And
exactly.
We couldn't figure that out, where that came from, too.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, I've been on this for 2 years, and I feel absolutely amazing. I mean, 50 is really the new 30, and that's
Now, is this an over-the-counter or is this a prescription?
These are bioidentical. So what it is that these are made in a compound pharmaceutical
which place. Is a different kind of pharmacy where they
actually come. Yeah, so it's not like a CVS or whatever. So, right.
Which means they're probably expensive, though, then, too.
They're not. They're like $45 a month. But you know, it's worth it.
So, do we have any information where people can follow up that are listening?
I do. Okay. Yeah,
Let's share with them while we're talking.
Okay, so we have a couple doctors that are in the Orange County area. Yep. Dr. Lester Lee of OC, he is... been on a lot of the OC Bravo shows. He's an amazing doctor. We've interviewed him. I can give the phone number.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So it is
so that's Dr. Lester Lee in Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach, 714-375-1441. And Dr. Navana, she is amazing. She's in Newport Beach, 949-836-6991.
Spell it for people.
Okay. Yeah. Dr. Nirvana is...
Just like Nirvana.
Okay. Yeah. N-I-R-V-A-N-A.
Talk about setting expectations.
Can I say something amazing now here? I can't let that pass.
Yes.
Dr. Nirvana's husband does a show with us. And I knew his wife was named Dr. Nirvana, but I knew she had some sort of holistic person, but I had no idea.
There you go. That's your in right there.
She's amazing.
There's another sign that you should be paying attention to what we say on these shows
About this with other people. So, yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So you feel amazing. You've been on for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Ingrid, how long have you been on your program?
Well, I've just started in the last week.
Have you seen change that fast or improvement?
No, I think it takes a little bit. But again, you know, because of the cancer and I have to go to my follow-ups every 3 months, every 6 months, I talked to my oncologist. He wasn't on board with the synthetics at all. But now I'm on bioidentical and I'm moving forward. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. And I don't want women that have gone through cancer to be apprehensive about it.
Well, and the reason I ask is, I mean, just to tell people again that you got to be patient in letting this thing work. And in both of your cases, it's a different scenario because you have another layer that with the cancer that you have to basically go through this cautionary situation of how you develop your program.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So, you know, whereas some people that don't have that are maybe a little bit more free to basically pursue it. But in both cases, even with what you shared, Sherry, is that, you know, there's two doctors that you should be talking about. This isn't something you should basically be self-medicating.
No.
Because
let's just so we're clear, because I'm still a little confused. So I don't know. It's ironic you say Dr. Nirvana, because I know that her husband...
No, I'm laughing because every time you say something like that, Sherry just hits me underneath the table. And it's our way of saying, yeah, I know, he's confused.
I'm confused. I am.
It's okay.
No, so but this is what this is.
I'm confused.
But the gentlemen is what we want. The gentlemen are who we want to address because they are clueless. They don't know what
I'm
to do.
I know.
Their wives
can't
either
in
a support role or in fact to be aware of the fact that if you are experiencing mood swing, guys, if you're experiencing hot flashes, if you're experiencing change of body chemistry, you should also be aware of the fact that you are going through a change.
Yes, weight gain.
This is not just guys. Mm-hmm. This is not just women, it's also guys.
Uh-huh. But women have a much
men need
more
their
severely.
Hormones. Men need their hormones checked
men,
as well.
You live in a bubble, dude.
You think men have the same severity?
When was the last time you didn't gain weight after a certain age? When was the last time you weren't moody?
Well,
when was the last time you basically slept well through the night?
Well, there's fatigue, and there's because of...
Maybe. Right.
Yeah.
Your physicality is changing.
I'm just
saying,
I've seen my wife. I mean, she has severe symptoms. I mean, she's sweating.
I know.
Pouring off her face. I don't see men sweating to that same degree.
Right. So I want to address really, really quick about how this can affect relationships. And we kind of talked about that a
Perfect.
Little bit. What happens is when a woman is going through full-on menopause, okay?
And that's without the added layer. Sorry, Sherry. That's without the added layer of image perception. If you happen to go through cancer, if you're actually losing your hair, that's another element, another layer.
So what happens is, and we're going to talk about a married couple at this point. Okay. So
this is not you.
Her libido is down. She has no sex drive. Okay. But then her husband, let's just say he does have a sex drive.
Yeah.
And what happens is, you know, a man wants to fix his woman. That's just his nature. I want to fix you. And he can't fix this situation. So she has to take charge of her body, and she needs to go find out how she can get her hormones balanced, okay? So putting that aside, what happens is after a while, the man's like going, okay, well, you know, honey, how about tonight? Well, no, not tonight. I don't feel good. I'm too tired. So what happens is then it becomes very stressful in their marriage. There's strain. The guy is pushed aside. And unfortunately, in a lot of situations, after months or even years, men are visual. And they might start looking somewhere else. And I want to, I'm all for women, but I can kind of get where a guy is, you know, where a guy's thinking. And he just wants his needs fulfilled. And so he might find it somewhere else. And he doesn't even have to go outside of his own house. It's social media.
I mean, these
right
days,
there.
Yeah, it's a yeah. smorgasbord of women. Left and right.
I mean, all of a sudden he could be having a conversation with another woman and it becomes emotional, then it can become physical, and then in most cases that marriage can break up. And we want women to say, you know what, you guys need to take charge. Take charge of your body. Recognize the signs, because you know, I just think that I want marriages to stay together. And I really think that once they're both on board.
Yeah. But on the flip side, you know, the man goes through, it's called andropause. Mm-hmm. We used to call it manopause, because I was sitting across from a gentleman of mine, a friend that I went to high school with. Mm-hmm. We was talking about it. And he said, you know, we go through the same thing you girls go through. It's called manopause. And mm-hmm. I thought, oh, that's a great. But the term is andropause. And basically, they go through the same thing.
Yep.
They lose their sex drive because their testosterone is low. Then they don't want to engage with their wives, and then the wives take it personal. You know, it's women are very emotional. So when their husbands don't want to have sex with them or don't want to be intimate with them, they take it personal. And I'm telling you, the statistics also show that the women that go out and have affairs is extremely high as well. It's not just the men, because they're not getting their needs met at home either. The man just wants to drink a beer and watch football, and they start gaining weight and they don't take care of themselves. It's a two-way street. So our mission is to get the couples to go together, go to the doctors together. They
Absolutely.
Both get their hormones checked, and then the libidos come back, and then boom. And then we want to talk about spicing up the marriage.
And communication is key, because here's the other thing. We talk about this at lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said one of my best experiences ever in life was the fact that I was relinquished to the back room of a design business on Corona Del Mar for 3.5 years that was owned by two ladies that were about 1.5 times my age at the time. Right? Mm-hmm. And at some point, they forgot that there was a guy in the back room. And every guy should be so lucky to spend, you know, a two-year stint at the fly the wall in the women's locker room. Because you realize that we basically, gender divide-wise, put variations on how we communicate and stuff like that that is baseless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it causes all kinds of breakdowns in communication.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with tough topics without the additional burden of that gender divide, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so thank you, Ingrid, for saying that, because yes, I agree. And especially in places like, let's face it, Orange County, right? Where you've got relationships that are not necessarily the same age. You've got men that are older, women that are younger, women that are older. I mean, this day and age, it's a whole matrix and mix of different relationships.
Yes.
And so the dealing with this, the potential strain from wherever it is you can't even say it's from one source. It could occur on every level.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have the awareness and the ability to communicate through this, and you burden yourself with sorts of barriers that you've put up or you've acquired over life, then you have a harder time breaking through that without somebody saying to you, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
To take this in a different manner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think the key is communication and talking about it. I know in our own case, it's been difficult. We pride ourselves in openly...
You're from Michigan.
Talking, arguing, loving, laughing, everything. I mean, we're into being very communicative with each other.
He's from Michigan wearing cargo pants. I mean, the odds are against you.
We're both from Michigan.
I feel sorry, Mrs. Roberts.
Right.
But one of the things is that I found it, I don't know, she say, you don't know what I'm going through. And I'll say, I really don't. I have some sense of it, because yes, I have had some aging symptoms like everybody else. I've gained weight and I watch more TV and I'm more of a blob
it's
on
just
the couch.
Circus.
And,
exactly.
Yeah, right, okay. But having said that, it's difficult to talk about something that you can't really totally understand what you're going through. And she doesn't want to talk about it. I don't know how to talk about it, so we don't talk about it.
I know.
That's why you need to go together. You need to go to a doctor together.
Yeah, I think that's
exactly.
a great idea.
And you know what? Once you are both on board, mm-hmm. I'm telling you how amazing it can be, right?
And the other thing that struck me is what Red assumes is that I think when it comes to this menopause, manopause, aging process, There is nobody to talk about it. Your friends don't want to talk about it. Your family doesn't want to talk about it. And your doctor kind of shrugs and says, take a pill. Your partner doesn't want to talk about it. Nobody wants to. You don't want to talk about it.
How many times have we said on this show that the topics that we talk about on this show are things that nobody wants
nobody
to talk
wants
about?
To talk about.
I know.
Exactly.
But we want to talk about it.
We want to talk about it. That's why we're talking about it.
We are on a mission.
So I want to switch gears a little bit too, right? Because we're talking about this, but we want to leave people with some kind of leave behind or take away, right? And Ingrid started us down the path of let's talk about enhancing the intimacy.
Ooh, we like that.
So you set yourself up, so take us away.
Okay, let's go.
You had
it.
Me at well, enhance.
No,
so.
Well, no, you know, when hormones are balanced, you know, it's all about the libido getting back, you know, and I think that is the main, it's just a huge, huge catalyst in a relationship. And in our age group, because of the testosterone and the estrogen, everything that we've lost, we just have to enhance that. Uh-huh. And so therefore, you know, we also
rebalance it, bring it back to a natural balance.
Because at this point, our kids are either in college or they're out of the house. Yeah, it's just the two of you now.
I mean, let's face it, people, you drink coffee to stimulate in the morning. Okay.
Right.
And one of the top times when people get divorced is when the
kids.
The kids leave, because suddenly you're left with the two of you together. I've read this
with no communication, no established lines of dealing with issues,
and you're not sharing things like you'd want.
And now you're settled with stuff you never really wanted to deal with at the beginning.
Exactly.
You know, and we want to go beyond. You know, modern ageless beauty is about inspiring women to be the best that they can be, like they were when they're 30. You know, it's about doing makeovers with a cause and purpose. Like, we want to help these women not only get their menopause in check and get their hormones balanced and get their libido back, but we also want them to make themselves over. We want them to come home one day with a wig on and some sexy lingerie to her husband. And, you know, I mean, that's lost. I mean, over the years, you've been married 25 years, you're just not into it anymore. You're not attracted to each other.
But can I point out one other thing?
Do we have a caller, by the way, or are they gone?
Yeah, they are. Here, let's get them on.
Okay.
Oh, they're gone. Sorry. Okay. She came in and I got started.
Caller, if I know who you are, so if you can call back in, that'd be great. Otherwise, if you don't get a chance to call back in, I will take care of it. And
I'm terribly sorry. I apologize. I put her on hold and we got talking here.
That's right.
One of the other things, though, and I have to be fair about this, is, and many people have talked about this, as men get older, they don't. Some people think they look better. The gray hair is okay or something. When a woman gets older, nobody thinks women getting older themselves, the men, there's a feeling that beauty is lost.
That
in a
is
woman.
Changing. There's even it's a movie changing. Out right now called Gray is, I can't get the right name, but something about like gray is the new
society.
New blonde. I think it's called Gray is the New Blonde or something like that.
Society
it's about
still doesn't see, they might see an aging man is, I remember Johnny Carson years ago. I'm going to date myself. Johnny Carson, I don't think many people thought he was a particularly handsome guy. Wasn't, but as he aged, he became gray, and he took on a maturity and a class. And suddenly, people would think, "Wow, he's a cool-looking guy now."
I'll tell you why I bring that movie up. Okay, it's not because she's in it, but my cousin, who's younger than I am, has been gray for the last, I don't know, maybe 10 years, mm-hmm. right? And my grandmother, I never remembered her not being gray.
Yeah, right.
Right? And so I really think it's awesome that this movie's out, because it's actually, it's to your point about empowering women, it's part of that image is I'm accepting my age and I'm accepting who I am, and my body image has changed, but it doesn't change how I feel about myself, and I'm still feel empowered by it, and it's styled and all this stuff, and it's not, you know, like just, you know, blue washed and blue rinsed and put in a bun, right? I know way too much about gray.
But you know about a bun. That's what
I know.
About
a bun. Right,
you know what a bun is?
Thank you. Can I get a high five?
Your hair
on
in a bun.
There you go.
So, yeah. So kind of getting back to spicing up that marriage.
Spice it up.
Right. Okay. So, again, it's just, you know, putting that romance and a little bit of spicing up a little bit. And, you know, have fun with each other. You know, kind of role play a little bit. Maybe, you know, or seriously,
role play a little bit.
That's okay.
Bring some things into the bedroom.
You know, beautiful
things, not
lingerie.
People.
Dress up as the naughty nurse.
You know what? Exactly. You know what?
You dress up as a naughty nurse. I do now ever want to see.
But you know what? Even, you know,
I should put my Superman cape back on and chase her around the
but
house.
You know what? Let me just tell you something. Even,
too much information.
It's okay. It's all right. Like, open up. You're married. It's all good.
Okay, so let me just throw this in, because I promised to call our wood. Okay, so the lady's name is Tiffany Elise Elverton, and it's spelled Y-E-L-V-E-R-T-O-N. I know you guys don't know her. Her company is called Entice Me, and she's also, to your point about cancer, she actually does sex therapy for survivors, cancer survivors, because there really is a lot of layers to image.
Oh boy, I'll bet.
And bring coming back into the feeling connected with your own body, let alone somebody else being in that space with you. And so that is also a journey that sometimes having somebody that can help you and guide you through
it's a safe space.
That's got to be very. I remember years ago talking about too much information. Later in life, my mother had a mastectomy. And my dad loved my mother dearly, and I've never saw two people more committed. But it was a struggle, you know, because he was visual, and suddenly my mother had no breasts.
Oh my God, and my mother, that is so wild that you say that, because my mom had a mastectomy.
She was so ashamed to even...
That was the first thing, I mean, not even about her health, is it going to come back, is she... The main thing that she was concerned about was that my dad was not going to... find her attractive because he was going to leave her because she had one breast.
Exactly.
Isn't it amazing how much of that survival program
and back in the day, they didn't have reconstructive surgery. Back in the day, they didn't have reconstructive surgery. So it wasn't even an option like it is now.
No, my mother was just horrified. The same thing. This was like in her 70s or something. And I mean, it didn't impact their marriage, not that I could see anyway. But to the day she died, she was embarrassed and didn't want to even acknowledge it or admit it or somehow I'm not
so being open, as attractive being anymore. Open to trying different things. Like we're talking about, right? And I actually, because I wasn't going to be outshone by these ladies' information, I brought a little something.
Oh, here we go. She's back again.
Who would like to put this around their neck?
Oh, I'll do it.
Okay.
Oh.
Hang on, we'll get you on.
Actually, you know what? Paul, would you put this around Ingrid's neck? I just want to see.
Not me. I'm not getting in trouble.
He's so squeamish.
Not me.
What is it?
Put that over your neck.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, you see there's a little button on it?
Yes.
Push that button.
Push it.
Like a dog whistle? No. Looks like a dog whistle.
Did something happen?
No.
Okay, push it again. Just push it just one time.
He just likes to push people's buttons.
Am I supposed to smoke it?
No.
That's another show.
That's another segment.
What the hell is it supposed to be doing?
Oh. Am I supposed to, like, use
it? It has multiple
somewhere?
Speeds.
Ooh, I like that.
And, you know what? And it comes with the USB ports, you know, so you can charge it in your car.
So is this from your friend? So
Go ahead, Ingrid. Okay. What did I put around your neck?
This is a little vibrator.
Are you there?
With multiple? Is she there?
Hello,
Tiffany. I'm here.
Tiffany, right. Are you
love
there?
It, Tiffany,
I'm here.
So Ingrid's wearing your what should we refer to it as?
It's the vibrating necklace.
It's the vibrating necklace.
I love it.
So, you know, so if you ever wondered whether the Rad Life is stimulating talk radio,
it's stimulating.
I'm a true testimonial.
Would you say that this was a stimulating?
Stimulating
show?
Right now. Oh my God!
So let me just do this. Actually, you know what, Tiffany, you're on the phone. So
let her do a quick plug because we're running out of time. We only got a minute or so.
Hi, I'm Tiffany, and I'm the founder of Entice Me and Sexy Survivors, and I help to bring the intimacy back into relationships, whether you've had traumatic experiences or you just want to spice it up, going through menopause, and I coach individuals and couples to make sure that we're having the most pleasure in our lives so we can make more
And
money.
Cancer survivors. I've never thought about that, but I suddenly remembered
Tiffany,
my mother.
We,
I got to believe
that. Sit back, Paul.
We love it. Okay.
Can I just say, Tiffany, I'm one of those people. I had anal cancer, and it, you know, due to my radiation and my chemo, the intimacy for me is extremely painful, and it shies me away from having a relationship or being with somebody intimately, because it is so painful for me, and I can't even explain what I go through when I think about it. It's just.
But she's getting help now.
I'm getting help now.
She is.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
But
well,
it's,
and I'd love to offer you a session to come in. And, you know, we can talk about it.
I would love
that. We would love both to come on.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yes, we would love to meet you. Follow us on Instagram, Modern Ageless Beauty.
I did. I thought.
Oh, you did? Yay!
Is this a topic that nobody wants to talk about?
I told you guys would get some takeaway from this show.
Oh, my God, we love you,
but
Rod.
I'm interested in her take. Is this a topic that people are willing and open to talk about, or is this something they're ashamed or don't want to face or can't talk about?
Tiffany.
Well, typically, people don't know where to even start talking about it.
Right,
which is what we started saying at the beginning of the show. Yep.
In survivor groups, we found that after the money issue with cancer treatment, that sex is the thing that really needs to be addressed in intimacy.
It does.
Because bodies have changed, and radiation and chemotherapy change the hormones in your body and the way you feel and the way things react. And so it's really important to deal with it and to talk about it and to break through those thoughts and to love yourself
yes.
again.
Amen.
Exactly.
Yes. Amen to all that. How do they reach you? Because we're going to have to cut you off and
end
this over.
How do they reach you?
My cell phone, you can call me at 714-386-9684 or go to enticeme.com and you can connect through there.
Yeah. And ladies, before we go, thank you, Tiffany, for calling.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. We'll be calling you, Tiffany.
Okay, great.
Where do people find more about Modern Ageless Beauty?
We do have an Instagram page, Modern Ageless Beauty. We are doing our wellness retreat in October, which is...
Sorry, sold out.
Oh, we sold out.
Yes. Woo! But I am... What my main focus is in the new year, and Sherry and I are so passionate about it, is to help those women that have gone through cancer, that have lost their hair, that have lost their self-esteem. We are doing a makeover retreat that is going to help them with their self-esteem, like I said, the wigs, and just getting their life back mm-hmm. after cancer. That's yeah. really, really important to me. And so look for that in the new year, and we're just excited.
Sherry, tell people a little bit about the programming for this retreat that sold out, because I know it's not just makeover. There was other people that you guys had.
Oh, we have some amazing collaborators. We have a yoga instructor that we're going to have yoga. We're going to have wellness vendors, women in business. We have a spa in San Diego that's going to performing facials, organic skincare, makeup tutorials. We have Garda Heart on board. They're one of our sponsors, going to be doing heart testing.
One of our speakers is a sexual wellness doctor that's going to talk about hormone balancing. And then we also have another lady that is really great, Pure Girl in a Toxic World. She went through cancer as well, so she's mm-hmm. kind of sharing her story.
We have a chef on board that's going to be preparing all our healthy, nutritious,
organic
vegan meals.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be amazing.
So all of these components, I mean, it's really funny because I think under normal conditions, just aging, whether you're a man mm-hmm. or a woman,
yes.
mm-hmm. we're always looking at that sort of second act, if you will, and
yes.
you know, maybe it's not being as good as you were in your 30s, it's being better because
yes.
you now know what you,
yeah.
like
no,
you know
like
better
a, like
than
a fine
right,
wine.
Like a fine wine.
I know better than to let this go on because we got to do another show here, but isn't Craig doing
no,
a show?
No, we don't have a show.
Oh, I thought Craig, because I thought he's out there.
No, he's coming in, but we don't have a show today.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm rushing to because I
well,
thought
I mean, you can invite
trying
Craig
to
in.
Kick
we can
us out,
we
Paul.
Can introduce him to the ladies. Craig, would you like to come in?
Craig, come on in here. We're going to get you on the air here. I thought you were here to do your show.
Well, you know, we should probably do about a half hour because we're going to do a half hour next week.
So since Craig Sullivan, my show from the checkout, my guest. My co-host.
Wow.
Hey, listen, we've had a very stimulating show. I've had a very stimulating show, and I'm sandwiched between two beautiful women, and I basically have lost my mind. No.
We're having so much fun.
But Craig Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen, who just walked in, is my co-host on the, or I am his co-host. Oh my God! I like your headset, though. You're looking like you're about to bring in a plane down here. Is in the room?
Have we got Craig on the mic.
Hello.
And so we're talking about, you know, aging,
menopause.
So, you know, we haven't really had this conversation, Craig. Are you suffering from menopause?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
And I don't think
get your blood work done.
He's in denial.
Yeah.
Okay. But ladies, Craig, ladies. So
nice to meet you.
So again, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
We had a blast.
Right.
Thank you.
Paul, it's always good talking to you.
Always good having you here because, again, I think like Rad Show in general, this is a topic that nobody really wants to hear about or talk about. Women are suffering in silence.
Mm-hmm.
Men are confused and trying to be supportive and don't know what they're doing. And they're going through their own change of life, which they don't want to recognize or deal with or whatever.
You know,
and nobody wants to talk about this.
And maybe that's something that we will do in the future. Maybe we'll do a retreat or we'll do some kind of conference or something that we invite the men and they get some kind of understanding of the direction that they can take mm-hmm. and what they can do
that
to help.
But there
helpful.
is help out there. Yeah. Bioidentical hormones are amazing.
And then you talk about all these other things brought up, you know, mm-hmm. not just menopause, but let's say men are experiencing, have gone through cancer, how that changes your relationship, how it changes your view of yourself and your body and everything else.
But Mr. Paul Roberts?
Yeah.
Okay, I've known you long enough.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't get to talk on this topic anymore unless you do something with the knowledge you
have.
Oh,
I'm not going to do anything about it. I just listen.
Exactly. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to thank Sherry and Ingrid for being here. Thank you so much, ladies. It was really a blast.
Thank you for having us. It was
so
a blast.
Much fun.
Very stimulating.
Woo! You know, it is a serious conversation, but we're glad we can laugh through it a little bit.
I know.
You know what I mean?
That's the show.
Let's have
okay, this is the
That's
show.
The
so on that note, anybody interested in talking about something you don't want to talk about?
Come here.
Reach out to the Rad Life because we don't shy away from conversations.
That's right. That's right.
And make the rest of your life.
And
yes.
Oh no, that's not going to happen, man.
No, that's not gonna happen.
And I do want to just notify everybody that this show and future shows are brought to you by Golden State Media.
Yes. Mm.
Which is a media company that gentleman that just walked into the room and myself basically formed, and we will be producing the Check Out California show, Rod Life. And there's a third show coming
third
in October
coming.
That
coming
we are we will let you know about soon.
OC Talk Radio.
OC Talk That's Radio. Right. Ladies, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Ladies, make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Check out California next.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do a little blast because Craig's going to be gone next week, and we're going to do only half an hour next week. So.
Okay. There we go.
Any come back anytime?
Absolutely.
You have been listening to the Rad Life Radio Show with your host and age explorer, Rad Gontos, brought to you on the one and only OC Talk Radio.net. Join us again next week as we continue our journey of discovery into life's challenges, opportunities, options, and all the latest and greatest things that come with getting older.